Then I saw that they had them to the top, and bid them look afar off. And when they did, they perceived several men walking up and down among the tombs that were there. And they soon perceived that the men were blind, because they stumbled sometimes upon the tombs, and because they could not get out from among them.
What means this?
Did you not see, a little below these mountains, a stile that led over the fence and into a meadow on the left-hand side of this way?
Yes. Why?
From that stile, there goes a path that leads directly to Doubting Castle, which is kept by Giant Despair. And these blind ones came on pilgrimage, as you do now, even until they came to that stile.
I see.
And then, the right way being temporarily rough, they chose to go out of it into that meadow. There, they were seized by Giant Despair and cast into the dungeon of Doubting Castle, where after they had been kept for a time, he at last did put out their eyes and set them among those tombs, where he has left them to wander to this very day. Herein is fulfilled the saying of the wise man who said, "He that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead."
Is there any hope for them?
No. There be almost none who, having fallen into the land of doubt, ever be set free again.
Then I saw that Christian and Hopeful looked upon one another with tears gushing out, but yet said nothing to the shepherds.